טוב, נמשיך.
וכיוון שכבר הוכחנו לדעת שקודש הבריחו ואורייתא אחד הוא,
and now we have proven that the Torah and Israel are one, it is therefore evident that the Torah and the Creator and Israel are one.
שהכל מתחבר לנקודה אחת שממנה
everything connects in one point from which everything, all of creation started, and we're returning to that, to that point.
המתבאר לנו מכל הנעל אשר יש בית חלקים בתורה ומצוות.
From all the above you find that there are two parts in the Torah and mitzvot. A, the Torah and mitzvot as they appear to all, being the keeping of mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of 613 councils. These have the power to purify and cleanse the body and enhance the virtue of the soul to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face, as the soul was in its root before it diminished and came into this base body in the base world.
That is what we're doing in the ten. I don't think it's what the world is doing. This is what we're doing in the ten. 613 councils. Coco, is not clear? You're looking at me suspiciously. From all the above, we find there are two parts in Torah and Mitzvot. One, Torah and Mitzvot, as they appear to all, being the keeping of Mitzvot and the study of Torah in the form of 613 councils. What is 613 councils? Explain to me. Take a mic and explain. You learned about this dozens of times.
Everything that, all the work and connection that we're doing.
I mean, it's not what the general public is doing, secular, religious people. It's what we're doing, it's the councils and how to connect into one structure. Remember the article from the Zohar? 613 councils and deposits? That these, you see, according to what you want to attain, these have the power to purify and cleanse the body, the will to receive, and enhance the merit of the soul, the will to bestow, to be worthy and merit receiving the light of the king's face, as the soul was in its root before it diminished and came into this base body in the base world. Clear? Or not?
What are these degrees that we're talking about here, that the spark descended, and now
what I just read, are you asking about that? Only about that. Don't confuse us. My goal is to explain this excerpt. What is 613 councils?
No. זהו? תזהר. כן?
Beware.
Previously you said,
what I said now,
about what you said now, the 613 deposits and councils. How, before that you said that there is only the intention and the prayer. Why aren't there 613 prayers?
You have 613 prayers, of course. Every degree is attained only by the prayer, and the prayer is included in the 613 councils. When you raise man, councils means to raise man, and kudin, deposits, means that the light comes down to the corrected vessel and fills it, that vessel.
So it means that when we talk about the 613-18 councils, it's a different kind of prayer?
Everything's a different prayer from within the deficiency. Every moment you have a new deficiency, every moment you need to have a different prayer. You turn to the Creator, so He would correct you, so you can be in bestowal like Him, and to give Him contentment through that. So each time, from the new conditions, you have new prayer.
Is it possible to read, see someplace these 613 prayers? Can we start working with them somehow?
No. You can compose them. You must compose them yourself. Without that, you'll never attain any spiritual degree.
What I don't get is what we call the 613 actions between us and the 613 prayers.
613 desires exist in every complete vessel, which are made of Ramach and Shasa, 248 and 365, vessels of 10 Sefirot. If you divide them further, you reach 613 parts. Even in the Zohar somewhere, it elucidates these calculations. I once wrote about it somewhere, maybe in my blog. From every state you pray, you ask, still you ask and pray from the point that includes in it 613 desires in total. Counsels.
Meaning that every desire that appears, I have to derive a different prayer from it?
You naturally ask differently because a different desire determines a different prayer. The desire to breathe, the desire to eat, the desire to eat, to dance, the desire to sleep. Those are different desires.
Yeah, but these aren't the desires.
That doesn't matter, but from the desire you live, you exist. Guys, you...
No.
Keeping the mitzvot and studying the Torah in the form of 613 deposits.
Even before that, you had the study the Torah, but in council that I wanted, I asked, I prayer, I did everything from below up. That's the meaning of 613 councils, from below up. And after I completed this work, now we have 613 deposits.
Namely, the matter of attaining his names and the full reward of the souls.
Because I received the complete vessel, now connected, arranged, and that's why I can discover the light. That used to be in the vessel even before that, but I wasn't able to see it, to reveal it. I didn't have a vessel.
The merit of the later part over the former is as the merit of heaven over earth. This is because the first part is mere preparation.
From below up.
And the second part is the actual completeness and the purpose of creation.
From above down. Okay?
So why is one called councils and the other deposits?
Pkodot is pikadon, the deposits. It's above. It's already above. It's already pre-distributed between these parts. Why is it called a deposit?
And why is the first stage called councils?
A council, how to reach it, advices. I don't know how to... Meaning, if we perform the councils, what we're being advised to do, I'll tell you what it means, council. You hear what you have to do, but when you do it with a new desire. That's how it seems to me. We receive from above an awakening. But this awakening, you do it with your desire, personal desire that appears at that moment, the certain conditions, certain inclusion that exists. The situation is different every time. That's why it's a counsel. I advise you to do so and so. This is kind of a raw advice. And you go and you apply it in your under your conditions. I think that's the clearer interpretation for our work. It's written, this is called counsel. But more than that, I don't know if there's a more a clear definition. Try to find it.
My conditions are the conditions of the tent. There is nothing that's really mine. That's the field of work.
The tent is not yours? What, it's not council's? What do you mean? Everything that from above they tell you, you should do this, towards you, it's called council. You want it? Please, you don't. You have free choice. If you tried, if you finished and you did it, you will receive what you deserve. That's the light that appears in your vessel, called kuda, the picadon, deposit.
The fact that we're dependent on each other, does it have to do with the councils?
You have to discover this interdependence and the connection. The complete vessel is made of connections. I'm missing something in what you're asking. Something disappeared here between us.
No.
He says here that you have to purify and add the body. This is what raises the point.
The point in the heart, the spark, exists inside the broken will to receive. In order to receive, to the extent that you want to connect this point with other points, the points of the friends, you discover, first of all, weakness in the point itself, and also the klipa, the shell, this body, these egoistic desires that are keeping this point from connecting with the other points. I was willing to connect with the other points, but I have a body, meaning desires to receive, and the friend has a body, meaning desires to receive, and we're unable to nullify, to cancel our bodies so that the points between us would connect. Is that clear? So all of our prayers, how to cancel our bodies, meaning the intentions in order to receive, and for our points in the heart to be able to connect between them and to be as a single point. And all these bodies should simply stay out of our way. And then we discover in that very particular connection and the prayers and the influence of the reforming light, and then we discover in this connection between the points a web, a skeleton called Havaya. And we discover inside this Havaya the light that are working in the Havaya, the Havaya itself that we reached. With that, we are keeping 613 councils. Why 613? Because this Havaya is 10 Sfirot that has 248 and 365, Galgalta Ve'Naim and Achab. And inside this Havaya, the light of, let's say, Nefesh, doesn't matter, is clothed, which is called Kudot, Kudin, Pikadon, deposit, that existed before the shattering, and now it's gradually entering it.
Beseder or lo?
Okay. What's going on with you today? A cloud has descended on your hearts and minds.
He wrote about the 613 councils, that keeping the mitzvot and studying the Torah in the form of 613 deposits and so on. You said that we're talking about the work in the ten here, so it's only the ten is the external framework.
What is external framework?
He says that the 613
It's building of the kli, of the vessel, the ten sefirot, points that connect between them.
Why does he emphasize that this is the revealed part?
Because we have it before us. We don't know what the lights are, but we know what our desires are. It's revealed. The desire is revealed. I want to attain this and so. I want to connect. I don't want to connect. It's all before you.
I see. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
Niv.
2 days ago, I think, you said that we're not entering each other's circle.
I don't know. Leave it. I don't want other questions. We don't come to 613 councils and deposits, clear.
Page 484. This explains our above question about the words of our sages, that even if a person excels in Torah and good deeds more than all his contemporaries, if he has not learned the secrets of Torah and the wisdom of truth, he must reincarnate in the world. We asked, what is the difference between this subject and the wisdom of truth from other subjects in the Torah? We found nowhere that one is compelled to engage in all the topics in the Torah. On the contrary, we have found opposition to that in many places, such as one does much, the other little, as long as they aim their hearts to heaven. And also, it is not the study that is important, but the act. Now, the matter is clarified. The whole part of the revealed Torah is but a preparation to become worthy and merit attaining the concealed part. It is the concealed part that is very wholeness, that is the very wholeness and the purpose for which man is created. Hence, clearly, if a part of the concealed part is missing, although one may keep the Torah and observes its commandments, in the revealed part, he will still have to reincarnate to this world and receive what he should receive, namely the concealed part, by way of 613 deposits, only in that is the soul completed the way the Creator had predetermined for it.
Okay.
What's the revealed part then? It's in our internality, right? Or what?
We're reading an entire page about the revealed part. It's called 613 councils, actions that we have to perform in the 10 in order to reach connection, including our prayer. It's a part that you can perform. It's called revealed. The concealed, the hidden part, is what you can see, what you don't have any contact with. It comes as a result of your success with the revealed part. I can get up.
Раскрытой достичь успеха человек может только на основании раскрытой, или он может без раскрытой части достичь успеха вскрытой.
Can a person succeed with the concealed part without succeeding in the revealed part? Of course not. Of course not. Those are two sides that work hand in hand. First, a person has to do them today and receive the reward tomorrow.
But always first comes the revealed part. That's the foundation.
Of course, a person has to work. What do you mean? He has to do his work. With his choice that he wants to correct himself. That's why it appears before him and he has to do it. They bring a person with a point in the heart into a group. They tell him, take it. That's it. Of course, first the revealed part. And the concealed part, maybe 10 years, in 10 years' time, or a person will reach it. That this second part will be revealed when he reaches connection, correction.
And when a person fails in the revealed part, suppose he doesn't get up for the morning lesson or something, can that be a testimony? Or can that say something?
Nothing. Nothing. It's the Creator sending those queries, those burdening of the heart. The more queries, the more questions, is better.
What's the connection then?
There's no connection between these parts. Don't be a smartass. This is happening because of this and it's because of that. You can leave all these philosophies at home. There's no such thing that you can use our beastly mind to understand what's happening with us. Humanity is trying to understand it for thousands of years. And how successful is it? How are we smarter than humanity? Our work is to do what's required of us to do, because we're going towards faith above reason. Different forces, not using our beastly mind to understand why the Creator drops on us such occurrences.
So we simply have to focus on do what we have to do, connecting with the friends.
Only about the connection between the friends, and think less about the philosophies. Why is it happening? Where is it coming from? Okay, yes.
You can therefore see the utter necessity for anyone from Israel, whoever he may be, to engage in the internality of the Torah and its secrets. Without it, the intention of creation will not be completed in him. This is the reason why we reincarnate generation by generation through our current generation, which is the residue of the souls upon which the intention of creation has not been completed, as they did not attain the secrets of the Torah in the past generations. For this reason, they said in the Zohar, the secrets of Torah and its mysteries are destined to be revealed at the time of the Messiah. It is clear to anyone who understands that since they will be completing the intention of creation, they will be rewarded the coming of the Messiah. Hence, inevitably, the secrets of the Torah will be revealed among them openly, since if the correction is prevented, they will be compelled to reincarnate. This will explain to you what you should ask about this interpretation in general. For who am I and who are my fathers that I have been awarded making the interpretation to expand the knowledge of the hidden secrets in the Zohar and the writings of the Ari? Moreover, why have we thus far found no other to interpret this wisdom as openly as me? Now you can see that because our generation is really the time of the Messiah, and we're all standing at the threshold of the complete correction, and the only prevention is the complete abandonment of the wisdom of truth in this generation due to the difficulty of the language and the dispersion of the matters. In addition to all that, there is the smallness of the mind and the abundant troubles in our generation. Hence, when the Lord wishes to hasten the redemption of our souls, He has passed the privilege onto my hand to disclose the measure in this interpretation, and the will of God succeeded in my hand.
Questions? No, I'm good. Meaning the generation is worthy for the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's why he was sent to do it.
And I had another reason for making this open interpretation. As it is written in the Zohar, one must learn a little even from nonsense. As it is written, as far as light excels darkness. After I completed my time in the city of Warsaw, in the state of Poland, confined to my chamber, having nothing to do with the darkness of my surroundings, I have been blessed with settling in the holy city of Jerusalem.
Orthodox Jewry lived in Warsaw at the time. Great darkness.
And when I walked among the people here, I saw the poverty of my people, the poverty of their mind. Their foolish laughter was in my ears as the noise of pots under the city, mocking and trembling the heart and soul of our yearning, slandering the Lord, His law, and His people in a loud voice without any wisdom, understanding, and knowledge in the wisdom of Kabbalah at all. Rather, it is an assortment of words and names, no sense and no moral, only literal words. It is a privilege to chatter idle words in the written text with complete faith that they are holy things and that thus the purpose of creation will be completed upon us. And when those who engage in the literal texts with complete faith increase in number, the Messiah King will come at once.
People don't understand this is the method for the revelation of the great correction that the world must reach.
Finally, I met with the famous ones among them, people who have already worn out their years delving in the writings of the Ari and the Zohar. They have so succeeded that they have become proficient and conversant in all the writings of the Ari. They have a reputation as being in the holiest people. I asked them if they had studied with the Rav who attained the internality of the matter. They answered, heavens no, there is no internality here whatsoever, but accurate texts given to us and nothing more than that, God forbid. I asked them if Rav Chaim Vital had attained the internality of the matters. They replied, he certainly did not attain more than we do. I then asked them about the Ari himself. They answered, he certainly did not know the internality more than us at all. And all that he knew, he had passed on to his disciple Rav Chaim Vital, and thus they came into our hands. I mocked them. How then were the matters composed in the heart of the Ari without any understanding and knowledge? They replied, he received the composition of these matters from Elijah, and he knew the internality since he is an angel. Here my wrath poured out on them, for my patience to be with them had ended.
You have any questions about an angel, the Ari, or anyone?
No, not about the angel, but how is it possible that people study
a group came to us from Jerusalem, a group of Kabbalists, remember? A woman used to study in Bnei Brak, in Rhinus Street. They came with their striped robes. They came to study. Then they came to my house several times, maybe 5-6 times later. I saw there's no hope with them. I gave them some books, recordings of the preface. I sent them off.
How is it possible that you study, that someone studies the writings of the Ari and the Reforming Light doesn't influence them?
Do they have the correct intention? With that intention, Zohar, you have people Not Zohar at all, but Chok Lisrael, a law unto Israel. You know that? No. There's a book called A Law Unto Israel. In this book, you have Torah, Nevi'im, Ktuvim, a little Mishnah, a little Gemara, a little Shulchan Aruch, a little Zohar. A little bit of everything. But if you read it, the next world is today. You have to read it daily. Oh, it's divided like this. And it says, Akoka did his part. Then you come to the to heaven, and they check how much is missing or how much is not missing. And if you're missing something, you go back to this world. Why are you laughing? You're already laughing. It's good. Meaning, one can learn, study all the books, including books of Kabbalah. But it depends on the situation. The situation, the state, is it in a group or not in a group, and what intention, and if it brings you to a prayer. That you truly want to connect the points in the heart to build a vessel, Avaya. If you're not doing that, the wisdom of Kabbalah doesn't help you at all. Truly nothing. You can read a novel somewhere. With respect to correction, nothing would help you. On the contrary, you'll start to extract various remedies and such.
But all of the Kabbalistic writings, at first the person doesn't have the right intentions. He's way off. He's just sitting in front of the book.
No, but he sits in a different atmosphere. Not among people who study it because it's written that they should hear it. Otherwise, they'll never have the next world.
But still, why doesn't the light work on them?
Because there's no intention, no desire, nothing. There's no point in the heart. There's no desire to reach Torah, the reforming light. Understand that Torah is the reforming light. They do not awaken it.
So the thing is, whether
if you have contact with the upper light, that will correct you. In short, you begin to connect with others, you see that you're unable to, but still you push on it, and then you're incapable, and you push again, and incapable again, and then you erupt to the prayer on the connection, nothing else. This is called that you're keeping 613 counsels. Nice. Sir.
Page 46. And when I saw that their folly had found roots in nearly everyone engaging in this wisdom at this time, woe to the ears that so hear. Will he even force the queen before me in the house? The Holy Zohar had already mourned bitterly the denial of the sinners in their souls, saying that there are no internal secrets in the Torah, as it is written in Parashat Vayera. Has the Torah come to show us fables and historic tales? Such stories and fables are found among other nations too. Our sages said that they uproot the plantations, for they only take malchut. What would the other authors of the Zohar say in view of the culture of such sinful people, denying that there is any knowledge or wisdom in the words of the Zohar and the wisdom of truth themselves? They say about the verse, secrets of the Torah, that there is no knowledge or perception revealed in this world, but merely empty words. Thus, they have come to force the Holy Divinity inside the king's palace. Woe unto them, for they have caused their souls harm. Our sages said that the Holy Torah mourns before the Creator. Your sons have turned me into a song in public houses, but they do not even make of them Torah, a semblance of a song, only frightening words to any listener that arise contempt and wrath. Furthermore, they wish to reward like Pinchas, saying that they do it in complete faith. The writing says about them, "For as much as this people draw near and with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their fear, but have removed their heart far from me, and this is the reason for the ruin of the first temple. The devil still dances among us precisely at the time of the Messiah, the time of the end of the secrets of the Torah. The zeal of the Lord of hosts came as fire that will not quench in my bones. Because of that, I have been awakened to disclose the gone to such an extent that they will know that there is wisdom in Israel."
That he's not afraid to disclose everything that the world and the nation require in order to reach the truth. He wasn't afraid. I don't know how they didn't kill him, but today they probably would have.
Barur.
Clear? You can read, but it belongs to the text here.
What's this outburst of rage, the scientist that suddenly on the way to pour his wrath on the paper.
How much he hates the objectionists?
Yeah.
What do you think? These are people, not that they don't want, they stop everyone from correction. They bring the problems, the suffering to Israel. Read the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. No calamity comes to the whole world, and especially to Israel, except for these people who prevent the others from accessing the wisdom of Kabbalah. So why not treat them this way?
It's like there's the way he writes it down, he is as if a bit forgot about none else besides him. He writes, he's very angry.
They don't have to, you know, God forbid, he's not okay. You're okay. You're fine. He's angry because in this work there is a small part that is subject to the choice of men. And they don't let a person choose. Imagine that you can choose something big and important, and someone is choosing for you. No, hold on, you do this. And again you come to the choice and he says, no, hold on, you're going to do this. Is preventing you from attaining the next world, all the happiness and development, all of life. He's withholding life from you, and he's leaving you in the degree of the beast. So you would live like a dog and work for him.
No.
There's something that truly angers
you. You and he who knows exactly what's preventing, what's how this wicked person is preventing the people from doing it, he's even more angry.
But what I don't understand is that it doesn't coincide with our approach. They're completely operated, those
who?
People. Those people that deviate, that destroy the truth.
No, they have free choice, like everyone. On that, there's free choice.
They're not studying the wisdom of Kabbalah. They're doing these mistakes. They choose to make these mistakes. They have some kind of control over what's going on in reality. I thought only the Kabbalists.
They're operated by their ego. You can say their ego comes from above, and it works in them, and that's what they do. The poor ones who don't know what they're doing, a big part of them is so, but there is a part of them that knows what they're choosing. in order to remain the someone, you know, in control, the great manager, the great thief?
Are we supposed to be angry with something, someone?
No, we shouldn't. We're speaking of Baal HaSulam. Do you see me getting worked up or angry? No, we have to do what we can do. He wasn't allowed to do anything. That's something else. For us, let's see them try to prevent us from doing. The time is different. From above, there are other forces at work, and also from below. As much as they try, they can wreck their brains. Nothing would help. The wisdom of Kabbalah, from year to year to year, with all the difficulty, nonetheless, it will be revealed and provided service to raise humanity to the degree of godliness. Okay, good. Yes, doctor.
When they talked to Baal HaSulam, did they know who they're talking to, that it's a great Kabbalist?
The Jerusalem Kabbalists?
No, those in Warsaw that he writes about, Doctor.
Of course they knew, so what?
So everything that they did against him, they knew all along that he's a great Kabbalist.
I don't know how they treat Kabbalists. I was next to Rabash, you know, everywhere he went to. Oh, he's engaged in Kabbalah. He's not one of us. Not one of us. Truly so. Do whatever you want. You can be smart, wise, you can be great in anything, but if you're engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you're disqualified from the get-go. Because this is the worst thing in their eyes.
Again, what's so bad about it? What do they feel?
They feel that by that, they can lose their Torah.
All of their externality, their control, money, what?
Of course, that too. The whole Torah. You have no clue, you're not mingled with these people.
Why does Providence have this attitude towards the wisdom of Kabbalah? It has to reach everyone.
It's a result from the opposition between the evil inclination and the good inclination. That opposition must appear in this way so that ultimately the good inclination will be revealed on top of the evil inclination, and there will be such tension between them that the world of Insof will be revealed in the potential difference between them.
It's like it's delusional, because on the one hand, the wisdom of Kabbalah has to be disclosed to everyone. It has to spread to all of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, they do what they do to Kabbalists throughout the generation, disrespect the wisdom and so on.
Yeah, so that it will be revealed with great intensity. That's our work. Coca is asking how it's expected for us to reveal it. There's a hero in quality and a hero in quantity. Maybe that will help you. Hero in quality, we can be 1,000 people throughout the world. And the hero in quantity, 7 billion. And they're balanced. If you put them on a scale, you'll see it, they weigh the same. So the more they get worked up, the more the truth can appear. Cannot appear except above the darkness.
Till the end of the process, there will always be the heroes in quantity and in quality?
Yes.
So what does it mean that the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed to everyone if there are still heroes in quantity?
We need to work in such a way that they would all understand that the method of correction is through the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it has to be the method of correction. And not as they say, that we have to keep what's written in action only.
But that when the wisdom is disclosed to people, doesn't it push them to start working qualitatively instead of quantitatively?
Appears to whom?
When supposed to be revealed to humanity.
No, even those who come to us to learn, even before they grasp what is the wisdom of Kabbalah, what it has to do, they run away and they hate us. Because they thought that they'll right away receive into their will to receive, in order to receive. And they say, no, it's something else. And they begin to hate us and run away.
I'm asking about the end of the process. He says that in the end, the method has to be revealed to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Once we get there, everyone will still work. Everyone will work in quality, or there will still be quality and quantity?
No, sir. All those people who belong to quantity will connect to those who belong to quality, like a body connecting to a head. Understand? We remain Rosh, head, and they remain Guf, body. They have no other way of doing it, but they have to listen not to their belly button, their bellies, but they will hear from they will listen to the will to bestow that they will receive from us. That's what will happen, head and body, Israel and the nations. They belong to the nations.
Moshe from China is asking, what is the wrath of a Kabbalist? Does it something that promotes the correction?
I don't know about correction. Of course, there's something in that as well. It can't be that a person of his stature is angry just like that. But Rabash, I barely saw any. Or he would restrain himself. But it was felt how to what extent he calculated everything, and it was concerned not to awaken these conflicts. Even when he allowed me to bring 40 students from the Berg Institute, from Tel Aviv, seculars with ponytails and all sorts of, each one, you know, smoking weed and all that. What is Shabbat? The Sabbath? The Sabbath is when I buy a little piece of, you know, an ounce, and that's how I spend my Shabbat. You know, so he allowed himself. He couldn't resist it. Truly, if there are such who wish to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, they should come.
Attilio from Italy is asking, what's the fastest way to learn how to connect in the preparation for the Congress?
We are prepared throughout the whole world Kli to do everything so they would connect. I think the Italian pride must help them now. They need to have this Congress in Italy, at least like in Kazakhstan, that the world will be impressed and feel the warmth and the eruption of joy and devotion, and even more than how it was there. Because here, they have a greater ego. We must increase from our pace from Congress to Congress. What to do? Right now, before the Congress, we have to throw out each one's ego, work on the connection. Each one nullifies himself only towards the other. He is the hero. He is the great, the one who nullifies himself. And only work together. No one says anything against someone else. As much as possible to be in agreement. Here, before the Congress, the world is looking at them. They have to understand. They're in our sights. That's it. And they have to start giving us reports in the morning lesson, how they advance, what they do, how prepared they are. None of them are barely in the same place physically. So each one from his place should speak. Let's say 5 minutes every morning. A person from the Italy group should speak. Let's hope that we will ready to be in connection with them whenever they. I expect them to send a schedule, the topics that of their choice. They will begin to think of the songs and everything that we need for the Congress. The important thing is should be an eruption of devotion. What we felt in Kazakhstan, the likes that we haven't felt anywhere before that. This devotion, everyone together. There weren't too many calculations there. That's what was so special about that Congress. People just wanted to be together and in a Congress and as one, and that's it. Look how this lot was cast from above. But now Italy must be after Kazakhstan. That's an opportunity for them to show us connection. It's not simple. But on the one hand, on the other hand, very simple, because there's no choice. Each one erases their ego without any whatever was yesterday, there's nothing. Today we begin a new page. Other questions from there? They want to say something, please?
No.
Attilio?
Attilio, Romolo, Gianluca, Paolo.
They want to say something? We'll do it later, okay.
Lately, you're saying, why aren't you adding me to your activities?
I think maybe, but I don't. I'm afraid it will disturb things, you know, if the group know that I'm connected to them, it will give them. It will limit them. I don't know what to do.
We want to try.
No, I'm not going to speak with you or anything. I just want to watch, observe.
No one sees you, so we'll do this.
No one should know.
Okay, now no one will know. For you to join 10 number 26, they'll connect you. They'll send you a link starting this evening to their summary meeting. You can just watch, listen, and they'll send you the links to their meetings. And in a week, we'll have another 10, and then we'll decide what's the best thing to do.
When is it? In the evening? What time? At 30, you're calling each other from the houses, from the homes, okay? Alex, you see me after the meal? Set it up.
They want to change it because it's kind of late.
No, whatever you want. It's not important for me. Whatever you want, I'm ready.
Maybe every day a different 10. Why for a week?
I don't know. I didn't set it up like that.
Maybe it's better a different 10 every day.
I understand it's pressuring you.
I think that it's good that everyone will experience it.
I don't promise to give you any report on my impression, except it will influence how I express myself, and I will just feel you a bit more. Only to improve the connection, the explanations. Of course, I'm not going to share it with anyone. I need to be included in you a bit more.
What I meant, Rav, is that so that all of the society will experience it, not that you'll share your experience with us.
You won't know if I'm here or not. Maybe I'm going to sleep.
The idea is maybe the friends are a bit afraid of your presence, that it'll change the way they express themselves and so on.
I spoke once in Russia with a person from KGB. They gave me a very special phone, and I found out that they can listen in on my calls. So I asked them later, what's the point? Because now that I know that they're listening, what's going on? He says, it doesn't matter that you know that we're listening. You will say what you want to say. You won't be able to stop yourself, and we'll hear it. We'll hear what we need to hear. You think that you'll be able to behave differently? No. You'll behave the way you are, if not from the first day, the second day, and that's it. It doesn't matter, but it's worthwhile because you have a lot of work outside of the lesson, and somehow I need to feel it. As a part of the connection that disappears, otherwise I wouldn't be talking about it. What?
All the Russian speakers connect to the afternoon article. That's about 100 people, 100 friends or more. And afterwards there's a workshop, so maybe it's also a good place.
Try. I'll be happy. Yes. No. I'm very busy. I mean, the noontime is occupied up until about 2:30. Then I have a little break before the Zohar, and also not always.
Can I ask about the article?
Maybe we can read that last excerpt. Last excerpt, last paragraph.
So, page 487. You must see in every purpose and every goal that it is utterly simple. All the wit, the cleverness, and the many issues from during the preparation until the goal is reached. For example, when one wishes to sit in a house, he needs wit and knowledge in the design, in design, in artsmanship, and in the quality and quantity of the rooms and the possessions. The final goal is but a simple thing to dwell there. This is the meaning of the words, according to the beauty of a man, to dwell in the house. It is a simple thought, without any concepts and proliferation and without wit, but a simple will. Know that all the sophistications in the knowledge are mostly mistakes that should fall before the truth. Yet, the truth itself is simple, without any wit. There is a secret in that, principally being the iron wall that separates us from our Father in heaven. There are things that are hidden because of their great height and depth, and there are things that are hidden because of their extreme subtlety, like flies in the air, too thin to be seen. Since his light is such simple light that the human mind, which feels only a tiny portion of something, simply does not perceive, it is like the smaller things from that measure required an actual tool to see. This is so because although not all of the depth and the height and the width are perceived, you can nonetheless perceive the proximate. However, with subtle things, it seems as though they do not exist at all.
Yeah, it was written as a side comment. Maybe he wanted to expand on it, but because this is the introduction. Okay, we've concluded. Yeah?
You're
like...
Can you say a few words about the book, Prichanz, was supposed to be written?
The Wise Mouth. It's a book that should have preceded the study of the Ten Sfirot. So we have many pages from that, but in the study of the Ten Sfirot, it's written in a clearer way. Although in that book, From the Mouth of a Sage, there are some things that he styles a little more beautifully, more interestingly, but I don't think Rabash didn't ascribe any importance to it. You have it in the archives, right, Niv? I think I have it, but it's incomplete. It's something that maybe like part 1 and 2 of this. You have to understand that it takes time for a Kabbalist to bring things down and write them clearly to the outside readers, like Etzheim, Tree of Life. In the study of Ten Sfirot, there's much more than Tree of Life, Etzheim, but there are some things that he doesn't touch in the study of Ten Sfirot, and he does in the Etzheim. Worlds of Klipa and such things. But it's not like we're missing anything. We're missing only the correct intention. Okay? Where are the ashers?
Song.
Which?
Shemecha,